Baba Ramdev is a fantastic yoga guru, and don't forget, he is also a fabulous businessman. Sometimes it is hard to understand that how can a yogi become so successful, amassing millions of dollars and have a huge cult following of millions of people. Now the same is the scenario with his company, Patanjali Ayurveda. A decade ago, no one, literally no one, had a clue of Patanjali Ayurveda. But the game is different today. Patanjali has over 5,000 retail outlets all over India and has a revenue of more than $4 billion. Shocking, isn't it? But what's the point? We know Baba is a smart guy. What's new in this? Guys, the new thing is Baba's board has decided to list Patanjali on the stock market by the end of this year. Earlier this year too, Baba Ramdev had hinted at making two big announcements, the 25% stake dilution of Ruchi Soya and the other on Patanjali. And now he has given official statements. We will soon take a call on Patanjali IPO. One has to wait a bit. Ramdev made the statement in an interview to Economic Times. Now, if Patanjali IPO comes, then it will be interesting to see how people respond. As Yoga Guru has himself said that Patanjali Group will become the largest FMCG firm by the end of this year, overtaking Hindustan Unilever. And one can say, maybe Baba's words can come to life. How? Let's see. Patanjali competes with Hindustan Unilever, Marico and Dabur in several segments, and Patanjali clocked a massive 30,000 crore revenue in financial year 21. Not only this, Patanjali makes 60% of its revenue from the food segment, and the company saw 10 to 100% growth in sales of certain products even during the COVID pandemic. Till now, Patanjali seems good, but who knows of the future. In the end, market experts believe Patanjali could be valued at rupees 40,000 crores, and a 10% dilution of stake could raise nearly 4,000 crore rupees for the company.